Podtacular episode 163, Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of September 28th, 2008.
Why don't you take a picture, and it'll, what does that say? Last Darden.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Deathstorm.
And I'm your host, Scriptflix.
And we would have G. Lewis here, but he's unable to make it for some unknown circumstance. So, we couldn't find him. So it's just us two today.
We left him at the zoo.
Yes, that place. Although we don't know who should have been behind the cage, the animals or him, so we're still trying to figure that one out.
Wow.
Anyway.
He'll love us for this.
Yes. Anyway, so this week we're doing a Tales from the Foxhole episode, since we know there have probably been many stories that you guys have had for the past 3 months we haven't been on the air, so... We gave you an opportunity to send stuff in, and we got a good amount of replies from quite a few people, so we're going to read some of those off to you today in the same fashion that Fumo Jive and JVB once did.
Yeah. So, with a slightly more British accent to it.
Yes, since Crypto is here, we have the other side of the Atlantic being represented. Yeah. First off, though, we want to just delve into a little bit of Halo news before we jump right into the tips. So, we had the title update 2 come out this last week.
Which I didn't get to check out because I can't go on Xbox Live at university yet.
Oh.
So I got owned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the title update was in preparation for the new Mythic maps that are supposed to come out, and all the achievements that are on the Xbox Live are now on the Xbox.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if you've seen those, Crypto, but...
I saw them, but I don't remember them. I saw the one that finished, what level was it?
The last one.
Yeah, Halo. Was it finished Halo? No, not Halo. The one before that. On with ghosts.
Yeah, that is Halo.
Is it Halo? Okay.
Yeah, it's finished the last Halo level.
On Legendary, on 4-player cooperative with ghosts.
Oh, yes. We tried to do... A couple of people from Podtacular tried to do that, including myself, and we tried to... I'm sorry, what?
Has anybody managed to do it yet?
Well... The thing was, we started from the checkpoint Alpha, and the ghosts weren't there. So we decided to call it for the day, because we first thought that they just weren't there, and we went looking somewhere else, and I finally looked it up, and they just weren't there. So since we wasted an hour, we decided to come back and try again later, starting from the beginning of the level. But, yeah... We tried, and we have yet to succeed.
Some of the achievements sound a bit weird, like the play a matchmaking game with 7 XP on the 7th month.
Like, yeah, wow. Supposedly there's supposed to be some special thing, and this is just rumors I've heard, but if you get all the VidMaster Challenge stuff, there's Bungie's supposed to have something special for you or whatnot. So, for as much as the VidMasters go into, I have no idea, but they don't seem too difficult to get.
Yeah.
Now, some of the... I don't know if you saw the ones with the skulls on the new map. How do you think that's going to work out?
I haven't seen them. What were they, sorry?
Well, there's supposed to be a skull on every map according to the achievements. The six maps that are included in the Mythic map pack. And there's supposed to be an achievement for finding each one. So I'm trying to figure out how that's going to play in matchmaking, or if the skulls have any effect, or if it's just an egg if you find.
A multiplayer map, not single player.
Yeah, these are on the new Mythic maps that are supposed to come out.
Wow.
So, cool. I don't know. Some people have different speculations on what exactly they're going to be for. I don't know. And since you haven't been able to get on Xbox Live, I guess you don't know either.
No.
Yeah. So another thing... Okay. Another thing that came out was the campaign teaser.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. When I first saw that, I thought it was a new Bungie game. Apparently, I was wrong. So, from what the descriptions of the videos and all the speculations going around, it's supposed to be a campaign expansion.
Yeah, and that's what I thought when I first saw it.
So, what do you think it's gonna be like or be about as far as involved in the storyline?
I'm not sure, because it's set after we've already been through this, haven't we, in the game, so I don't know how they're gonna pull it off.
Right.
It does show you that it does show you Numan Bossa actually destroyed that, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know either. There's some speculation in the forums that it's supposed to be Halo 2.5 or something or other. Frankly,
it's too hard to say from what we've actually seen though. It's just
right. Because I mean, if you look at the way New Mombasa was destroyed in the game, like Halo 2, and then between that and the teaser that we got, it looks a little bit different with the drop pods. I mean, of course you don't see the drop pods in the game, but it's kind of like, what are they? Or who's actually in there? And then you have the one escape pod, and people trying to speculate what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I'm reading that now on the forums. I've not got had a chance to look at it really. It's actually well reviewed, isn't it? You did it. You did the review. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I didn't pick up on last I saw it, like all of the numbers and.
Right. Well, there's a bunch of sites out there that did the frame-by-frame analysis, and someone picked out a date that's January 9th, 2009. Or something like that. So,
That's not too far away.
No, it's not. I mean, bunch of speculation on just this teaser, but it's Bungie, and we know how Bungie is with secrets, so.
Yeah. We'll it looks awesome, though. It looks amazing.
Right. Well, I think it looks pretty cool.
Have you seen the high definition one yet?
Yeah. Yeah, the graphics seem a little different from the.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the Halo 3 gameplay style. So,
it looks a lot like Grand Theft Auto, actually. If you look in the one in the street, it looks like Grand Theft Auto, but in the future. It doesn't look like Halo at all.
I haven't played Grand Theft Auto, so I wouldn't know.
It's still got the trademark Numan Bossa trees, though. Like the palm trees. Like, They're amazing. Okay. So let's move on.
Yep. So that's our two cents on what's been going on. So we're going to go ahead and dive into the Tales from the Foxhole. We don't have Collins this week because, the voice box is empty, and we didn't tell you guys to call in. So we just have people that have submitted stuff via the front page or sent it to podtackler@gmail.com. So we're just going to start diving into those. We have plenty here. Hopefully we can get to all of them, but we, depending on time, we might not be able to get to all of them. So if we don't get yours, try to send it in for next time.
And don't scream at us.
Yeah. It's not our fault. So, Crypto, you want to hit the first one?
Okay. This submission's from Stoppable Ashley. He says, "Hey, it's Stoppable Ashley here, with a cool tale from the foxhole. I was on standoff with Cameron Sniper. I went right to the middle of the map and sniped three people in the trees, several people in the open to get a killing spree, and sniper spree, and two double kills. It's on my file share, so check it out. Good luck with the podcast. Keep on fragging noobs, driving trucks, wearing Anus armor."
Oh, here I go with the Anus armor again. It's nah. Moments like these when we need JVB in here.
Yeah. Insert JVB here.
Right. Okay, well, the next one we have is from Smurfy. He says, "Hey, Podtackler, I think it's great that you are continuing the legacy laid down by Fumo Jive and JVB. I'm just riding in with a tale from the foxhole. I was playing swords on cold storage with some friends at my house. I saw my brother coming round the corner, so I lashed out and killed him instantly. I kept on going, but when I heard cries of, 'Ha ha! Oh my god, look at that,' from my brother, I turned around and looked at his body, and I saw that his sword had fallen as he died, but instead of falling over, it stayed standing up, right between his legs.
Wow.
It stayed like this for quite a while, and everyone took it in turns defragging his body, including himself." That's all from me.
I think I've seen something like that before. I always think they're alive, though. Or like when they're propped up against the wall. Like,
right.
You start shooting at the dead bodies, and it's like...
It's like you don't know if they're really dead, or if they're just posing, or...
Yeah,
there've been those times when I've played too, when like weapons will stand straight up on them, just the way you die. So, not too surprised.
No, this next tale from the foxhole is from Whitelight _ 1. On Crow's Nest, it was the first. I don't know what with the _ 1, but from Whitelight, let's go. On the Crow's Nest, on the first time you go into the main hangar, you can man the turret after you kill the bugs at the front door. And you can destroy the Phantom 2 turrets and detach the turret, and it will help you a lot with the bugs. Oh, okay.
I think this is a campaign tip.
Yeah. This is a campaign tip.
Yeah, we're not doing campaign tips this time around, guys. But we will be doing the last two levels here in a little bit. Good try, Whitelight. Try again next time. I guess.
Halo 3. By the way. Okay, yeah. Fungus, go.
Okay, Fungus Oz writes in saying, "Hey, Podtackler, I've been listening since around episode 135, and this is my first submission. Well, here it goes. Well, I had just got Halo 3 about a week after it was released, and I had been playing for about 3 hours when I got my first overkill. I was playing Big Team Slayer on Valhalla when the game started. I eagerly rushed towards the missile pod, went through the man cannon. Only having a vague idea of what I was supposed to do, I fired 8 missiles blindly at the opposing team's base, dropped the pod, and going to some place safer. Being in the middle of the map, it was quite vulnerable. I started towards the crashing Pelican, and I heard a deep voice say, 'Double kill, triple kill,' and turned around to see if all the missiles killing people in their base as they had spawned. The final ward overkill made my day. Unfortunately, I do not have the clip of this, as at the time I had no idea what the theater was, let alone how to use it. Keep on fragging Nene in this truck whilst he is on the way to go spelunking for Anus armor wearing Berdunker Dunks."
Wow. It says, I liked how I put, I just got Halo 3 about after a week I was released.
Yeah. So, Yeah, he's playing it when he was a week old. That's quite a feat.
Or he just got out of prison.
Yeah, it could be that too. Yeah, I think he meant to say it though.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, guys, mm-hmm. spell check and grammar check is your friend. Well, maybe spell check. I don't know about grammar check.
Okay, NinjaMan59 says, it was just a routine short arc, I would say that. SWAT guns. There we go. March on Epitaph. I was about halfway through the match. I think we might be down, but it was just so long ago, I can't remember. But anyway, I spawned on the right-hand side of the map, on the rocket walkway. I walked down to the rocket spawn. I saw the whole blue team under me. I shoot, and two blueies.
Okay. I think he means blue team members.
Yes. I shoot at two blueies and they die at the same time.
It's like two blokes.
Two blokes, yes. Two blueies. Okay, let me get through this. Try again. I shoot at two blueies and they both die at the same time. I was stunned, but oh my god.
Having problems there, Crypto?
I give up with this guy. It's not that he can't write, it's just the words he uses. I was stunned, but nevertheless, oh my god. Nevertheless, I dropped down and shot again, killed another and shot a third time, and blam, overkill, extreme. Oh, extermination, I see. So in three shots, I took out the entire team from like 20 feet away. It might be in my files, yeah. I'll put it in tomorrow after school. That's about it. Keep on fragzing the trucks, guys.
Okay. Yeah, and he actually says, keeps on fragzing trucks.
No, keeps on fragzing what?
Fragzing
trucks.
So guys. I don't know how you fragzing a truck, but if anyone figures that out, just let us know.
What?
So.
I love this guy's writing.
Yeah, you gotta love the English.
Oh,
slang.
Okay. I get it.
You get it now?
Yeah, I get it. Just trying to read it for the first time and not understanding what he's put.
Right. Yeah. You get used to it.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. So the next one we have is Uzumaki. Hey, Podtackler, Uzumaki here with some more Tales from the Foxhole. My first one was way back, Slayer on Isolation. I was going for my Mongoose Mowdown achievement. About halfway through the game, I was in last place and still no achievement, and I was getting frustrated, but my luck was about to change. I hopped on the Mongoose and drove towards a guy on the left side with the shotgun spawn near the lift. As I charged him, he started backing up, and I fell into the lift as I drove... he came up and his head came face to face with my goose driving me, the best splatter I've ever gotten. And yes, that is all one sentence. Just to let you know, whoever's listening, he wrote that in one sentence.
Zero punctuation.
Yeah, no punctuation whatsoever. Anyway. The next one was the night the title update hit my final game of the night. Brains on Haunted Manor. The first round, I was a zombie, and while the humans were betraying each other, I snuck in and assassinated one guy, then got owned the rest of the round. A snuck. I don't know what a snuck is, but I guess probably a weird freaking Halo animal. I don't know, it sounds like some kind of rodent or something, a snuck. So,
those snucks.
Yeah, Uzumaki, you want to enlighten us on this snuck that you found? We would really appreciate it. Anyway, round two. I was a human and managed to get a hold of a turret and stayed there the entire round, scoring a zombie killing spree and Hell's Janitor. Round 3, human again, I once again got a turret and waited for the zombie to arrive. By this time, only 3, including myself, were left. After a while, I got bored and got off the turret and went to go find the zombie. When I found him, he was standbying, so I decided to take advantage of this and start killing him after he started moving again. He got both of my teammates, so it was just me versus 3 zombies. I managed to hold my own for a while, scoring another Hell's Janitor, and I felt good about myself after it. The Mudon clip is in my file share, and I have the saved film of the Infection game, so if anyone wants me to, I'll put them in my file share. Final shout-outs to my best friends, Trigger Happy
Psycho. I think he's going to say Trigger Happy Psycho.
Oh, okay. It says Trigger Happy Psycho. Heavenly Yeti, Duststorm, Asian Dude, and everyone else on my friends list. Keep on fragging trucks. Good to have the podcast back.
I got a short one, yeah. Reverie Tube.
The next one should be pretty easy for you there, Crypto.
I'll break it down into syllables.
Okay.
One time I was playing Team SWAT on Guardian. All four of the opponents came up to the yellow grav lift. Actually, a grave lift, supposedly. I ended up getting an overkill extermination.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense if it's a grave lift, because if everyone died up there.
Everybody dies, it's a grave lift.
Yeah, it's a grave lift. Very observant referee.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah. It was good. Perfect for your area of expertise.
My illiterate nature.
Yes. yeah. We won't discuss that now. Okay, Fearmaster93 writes in, "My really unlucky quick scope was today in a team doubles team snipers game. I was at the open purple lift and I had my sniper rifle out." I guess this is... What map is this?
Construct?
Possibly.
Open
purple. Yeah, okay, purple lift, yeah. Okay, I saw a blue guy and I fired and scoped in. This other guy spawned though and I hit him instead. I got the snipe on him and my intended target was unscathed. He turned towards me, fired and killed me. I was a little sad faced at the unfortunate coincidence, but I got a snipe. That's all for now, so this is Fearmaster93 signing off. P.S. Glad the show's back on. I miss not having Podtac on my iPod. Good luck, you guys.
Nice. Cool. So that was Construct, yeah? So.
Yep.
I like that map. It's good. Especially on Team Doubles.
It's a good team map. Especially for Team Slayer.
I don't like it on Team Slayer. Too many people. And gets too hectic around the golden lift. It's like,
oh. Well, yeah, it's really, most of the places are either the purple lift rooms or the yellow lift. And it's just a frag fest.
Okay. Yeah. Debony 17 says, "Hi, Podtacular, it's Debony. It's good to have a podcast back, and I have a tale from the foxhole. Me and my friend were playing one flag CTF on standoff, underscored battles playlist. We lost really badly, but that's not to the point. It was the last few seconds of the... What? It was the last few seconds, and my friend ran up to melee an enemy player who had a shotgun. He died because another enemy was coming up behind my friend and assassinated him. The guy from behind lunged for an assassination just as my friend got killed by the shotgun. The lunging player smacked the shotgun guy and betrayed him. Me and my friend watched the clip again and again. Still couldn't stop laughing. It's on my friend's file share. His gamertag is Walter1000 and my gamertag is Debony17. Keep up the podcast, Debony." So he was lunging at an enemy. He died. So he hit his guy. He killed the guy who just died.
It sounded like his friend went up for a melee on a guy, and then the enemy shot him. And then there's another enemy behind him with a sword trying to lunge in. And instead of hitting him, the sword guy hit his own teammate with the who had the shotgun, and he ended up betraying him. So
nice.
Interesting turn of events, I have to say.
We actually got through that pretty quick, to the least.
Yeah. So we managed to get through everyone's submissions this time around. It doesn't happen on occasion, but yeah. We'll probably have some more content for you guys next time. Speaking of which, the next show we're going to do Customs and Creations. And then after that, we will... next week will be Customs and Creations, and then the week after, we will have the final campaign show, which is going to include Cortana and Halo.
Cortana.
Yeah, Cortana's the big flood one that everyone hates, even though it's really easy. In my opinion.
Gravemind. So annoying.
Yeah, that's the real annoying part. But, yeah, we're gonna mix those two levels into one, since they're both pretty short. Yeah, we'll be doing those over the next 2 weeks. And then we will start back into the new rotation that we have established.
So hopefully we'll have G. Lewis with us.
Yeah, hopefully next time we'll have G. Lewis and a guest host as well. New guest host. Wrapping it up, sending your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly in the Customs and Call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
And yes, the number is still working.
206-888-HALO.
Yes.
206-888-HALO.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working in the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out the hosting bill, digging the podcast at dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com. So that concludes yet another episode. Sorry, this one's pretty short, guys. Hopefully next time it will be a little bit longer. We'll have a little more content. We'll have G. Lewis here.
To talk to.
Yeah, so just instead of just Crypto and I going back and forth. So, yeah, more people next week. Remember to send your stuff in for the customs.
And creations.
Yep. So, until next time, I am Dust Storm.
I'm Crypto something.
Crypto something. We're just calling Crypto for now.
There's only one thing left to say.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and start.
Banana phone. Yeah?
Maddie,
where are you?
I don't know where he is. And he's usually not quick to answer his emails either, so I don't think that's going to work. Maybe I just need to get his phone number, that way I can just call him from now on. Wait, let me see if he has his phone number on Facebook. Doubt he does, but...
I do. I have mine on there.
I have mine on there, but I don't know if he does. Gregory. Oh yeah, he has his number here. I'll give him a call.
How did you get my number?
It's like Facebook source. No, he didn't pick up.
The person I'm trying to call
cannot be reached.
I've resorted to coloring in my keyboard over the numbers. Now I can't see the numbers. I was in great level.
I'm going to send a message to all of his IM stuff. Just see if I can get a reply out of one of them. Okay, just give them three IMs. If he doesn't reply, yeah, we're gonna start. Should I try calling him again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I'll call him one more time. And if he doesn't pick up, we're starting. Hey, Jalewis, it's Deathstorm. Crypto and I are recording. You're not there, so... yeah. We don't know where you are. So, yeah, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Smooth.
What else was I supposed to say?
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.